Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. Our focus here is the world of natural health. And now that a new month has arrived, it's time for one of our favorite parts of Healing Quest, our conversation with Michelle Bernhardt.
Well, as a regular Healing Quest listener, you know that Michelle is a gifted spiritual teacher, an author, an astrologist, and she's joined us today to give us her insights into the astrological energy that's awaiting all of us in April. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Roy.
How are you?
I'm okay. Not bad.
Good, good, good. It looks like you're up in at your country place, so that's nice.
I needed a little nature. For sure.
Always need a little nature. And I, in full disclosure to our listeners, I've been to this place and it is gorgeous and full of beautiful trees. And it's just a beautiful spot to recover and rejuvenate and just rest. I can't wait to get back there. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about what's going on in April. So what's up?
Well, in April, the sun travels through the sign of Aries. And I want to remind everybody that no matter what sign we're talking about, we have that in our chart. So we do feel it. And Aries is all about the self. So this is the perfect month to work on ourselves. It's really that kind of a period of, so it's perfect for that. I like to tell people that whatever sign you're born under, you come in to refine the qualities of that sign. So in the sign of Aries, it's about developing a very strong sense of self, not being too aggressive and not too shy, of really standing on our own two feet. There is a tendency, because Mars is the ruler of Aries and Mars is energy and power, to rush. So this is a time where we do feel, and especially while Mars, which is the ruling planet, was in Gemini, we really felt that. It has just shifted into the sign of Cancer. So we have this Aries, this fire, but with this water underneath. But let me just explain. So I do want to say, take your time. I mean, I know for most of us, it feels like we have to lean in. We're so busy. We're always, you know what I mean? So our energy goes forward and it's not, we don't feel quite as balanced. So breathe, you know, take that moment to exhale, especially that exhale, that It's actually, sighing is the body's natural way of relaxing itself, and opens up the heart. So anytime we can say it, let's say it. So as this sun is moving through the sign of Aries and Mars is in Cancer, Mars in Cancer is very different than the sun in Aries. So they have to negotiate. Whereas Aries is fire and wants to move forward quickly with not too much thinking. And Cancer is much more deliberate, it's more of a receptive planet. So it really likes to go slowly before it makes a move. But it is a perfect time because Cancer does rule the subconscious, where stuff that's underneath the surface comes up. So this is a great opportunity to discover and uncover all those little fears, habits, tendencies that lurk right under the surface that get in our way.
How do we do that?
Well, we notice them. They're like annoying. I mean, I'm sure everybody feels that. It's like these little, the little voices of fear, the little voices of doubt. So the thing about Aries, the positive, great thing about Aries is trust. There's a fearlessness to a really balanced Aries. And that's that natural enthusiasm that everything will be fine. It's not about being reckless. It's about being alive and fearless. There's a difference. So we want to stay in present time. If we have an intention, we want to move forward. We do want to take action, but we just want to be aware. Okay. But you asked me a very important question.
How do we do that? I mean, I'm very familiar with that inner voice, several of them actually.
Yes, there's a crowd.
There's a crowd in there, I'm telling you.
And they are loud.
So I guess what you're saying is the first step is to be aware of that. And then once you are aware of it, that's what I'm asking is like, how do you manage those aspects of yourself?
So the first thing that I do is I do notice it, and I try not to beat that part up.
Good advice.
I try not to push it down, because just like a little kid, that thing will keep pulling on your skirt, so to speak, you know, it wants your attention. So I try to give it a voice. I try to really listen to what it wants to say. And basically it's usually a part that came in while we were much younger, you know, and it's really trying to protect us, because it thinks that if we move forward, we will get hurt. We will, you know, so what we have to do is realize that that is not us. That's number one. And that part is not the CEO. We don't want that limited, fearful part to be in the front seat and guiding the ship, so to speak.
No, we could put him in the back seat, maybe in a car seat or something.
We do have to be very loving to it, because we do have to pay attention to it, but we don't want to feed it. We want to understand what it's saying and then say, not to worry, I'm here, you know, basically, and kind of comfort it a bit, but don't allow it to get a hold of us, you know. And it will try, because it has been fed. Anything that we feed gets energetic, it gets bigger. So we gently kind of comfort it, and it starts to settle down a little. It realizes that they're not all alone.
Well, I like that. That sounds really good. I think that I know for myself, I do what you do. It's like, okay, so who's talking?
Yeah, who's here?
Yeah, who's here? Who am I dealing with right now? I can usually tell when it's the little girl, because she's stamping her foot and going, this isn't fair.
Right,
but you know, I'm recognizing it, talking to them, comforting that part. Would you say that this month is a good time to do that?
It's always a good time to do that, because
right,
we're always experiencing that. But right now, there our subconscious is very active. So we're going to see those moods jump in, like moods. There's a real tendency to have moods this month. I don't want to say that you have to, but if you notice it, if one notices that they're having a mood, gently catch it. It's just a mood. And it's usually being triggered by something that happened a long time ago, or something we think is happening. And then, right, we think it's happening. And then is that choice? That this is the other thing, because Aries is very much about energy. So my thought is, whatever we're going to think or whatever we're going to do, is that going to give us energy or drain our energy? Action that we're about to take, any rebuttal, you know? Exactly. Is it really going to serve us?
You know? Right. I have a question for you, because I'd like your hit on this. I feel like I'm very aware of when those parts come up. I feel like I'm really doing some excavating right now. I mean, I'm really listening, and I've noticed that the more aware I get and the more I'm paying attention to that, kind of the more they want to be in control. I mean, it's kind of like, no, you can't get rid of me. Is that common?
That's part of being a warrior. It's like equal opposing forces come up. They're like, oh, because they know they're going down.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to get integrated. Actually, mm-hmm. they're about to become more whole and less damaged. That's basically what, but they do put up a fight. And so if we look at it like, oh, well, that's interesting, and not like we're failing. You see, it's our perspective.
Always, always. Yes.
So isn't that interesting? Oh, so it's almost like if we're getting better at, you know, I'm into Kung Fu, you know, I always say Wing Chun. And it's the better you get, the better your opponent too. So you're like, right.
I never thought of it that way.
So then you say, oh, okay. So it's really just showing you whatever's coming up for us is showing us what we need to clean and clear. And if we don't judge it, you know, that's the big thing. It's this kind of harsh abuse that that most people do, especially self-abuse. So the other thing I'd say is watch your language. You know, what are we saying to ourselves? Because that dialogue can be very helpful or very hurtful. And this is just the time where, I mean, every for a while we're feeling this, but this month, I think we're going to really get in touch with those little things that are, that it's almost like, I hate to say this, it's not a great thing, but you know, when a pimple is out, at least you know it's out. It's not under. So we don't want to just make it, you know what I mean? We want it to come out, like let it come out and then let it clear itself.
Let it clear itself.
Out.
And it feels safe, I think, is what I'm hearing you say, is that is you know, it's not that those parts are necessarily going to go away or give them a different job.
Yeah, and they also know what basically they're being asked to heal.
Yes.
You know?
Do they know they're wounded?
Yeah. You know, it's like, I think so.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, any other big things happening, like any eclipses or full moons?
Well, the full moon is on April 6th and Mercury goes retrograde on April 1st. So, but that's not so terrible because just so you know, it goes retrograde on April 21st and then it goes direct on May 14th. Okay. On Mother's Day. Isn't that interesting?
Oh.
But because a lot, I won't go off on a tangent for a second. Okay. The other thing, there's another big thing that's going on. I mentioned it the last time, I think we were in March. Pluto has just gone into Aquarius. So that will be a big shift. And Aquarius rules AI. Mm-hmm. Whenever Pluto goes through a sign, it uncovers a lot of the shadow parts of that sign. Okay, so like when it went through the sign of Capricorn, we really noticed all the shadow parts of the government, of big business, of banks, of things like that, right? Now it's going through Aquarius, and Aquarius rules technology. So we will uncover some of the technology is wonderful and some of it isn't. So a lot of that stuff will come up. Another thing that Aquarius rules is the collective, groups. So we'll really be trying to find what is the right balance between the individual and the collective, where they're both honored. And one more thing about, I want to say something about being righteous. Righteous is a tricky word because it's, I know it's the idea of trying to be right, you know, I mean, of course, moral, but I think we have to have plenty of compassion and give people plenty. If any side is right, that means there's another side that's wrong. And that's, I think we need to look more for truth. So that's what I would say.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Well, any last word you want to leave with our listeners today?
I think just to, I'm trying to remember where I read this, but it was a wonderful three words, doubt-free action. To be able to take action without doubt, I think is something that we really all would love to strive for and to do.
I love that. That is a great way to close this segment. Doubt with action without doubt.
Doubt. Exactly.
Yeah. Or the other way around, doubt without action.
But we don't really want doubt.
No,
doubt
we don't want doubt. I'm just being funny, but I mean, if you have doubt, you don't want to take action on it. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. It's action without doubt.
Right. Doubt-free action.
Doubt-free action. Okay. Yeah. Third time. I got it. Okay. Doubt-free action. We're going to leave you all with that today. Doubt-free action. Michelle, thank you so much. As always, you have enlightened us and it's always great to hear what you have to say. And I this is really good advice. Pay attention to those parts of yourself that might be trying to run the show that don't need to run the show anymore.
No. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. We've been speaking with Michelle Bernhardt, our resident astrologer, and she'll be back with us again next week. And if you want to hear this, maybe you just tuned in and you got a snippet of it or something. So you can always go to Healing Quest podcast or Healing Quest SoundCloud or iTunes or Audible or any of those places where you listen to your podcast. And you can hear just this segment because we will post that for you. So you always can go back to it because you're going to go, I remember Michelle said something about, well, you know what? You can go find it. You can go find it on our website, healingquest.tv.
Up next in our show, the details on new research showing us how to cut calories in a very tasty way and how scorpions are helping keep us healthy.
Won't want to miss that. And please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Healing Quest. Also Instagram. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. And you're listening to Healing Quest on iHeartRadio.